Good afternoon, everybody. This is Recover Together, and I'm your host, Lip. Alongside me, I have the dutiful as ever, Mr. Tech Wizard, Mr. Phoebes. And it wouldn't be a show if we didn't include some recklessness by way of having the honor of having Lawless Lawrence on our show as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, guys?
Not much.
How you doing, Mr. Phoebes?
It's such a pleasure to be reunited. Really excited about it. Feeling good.
It's been a long time.
Reunited and it feels so good.
We'll close out with that song.
As per usual, the show today is going to be centered around the concept of recovery, mental health, suicide prevention and awareness, highlighted by some original poetry by none other than myself. As we start our second segment, I'll introduce Lawless Lawrence so he could share one of his famous lists with us. And our third segment, we'll have Mr. Phoebes talking about the inner workings and truth as his in-depth analysis concerning the day's main topic, and Phoebes paints the bigger picture. Our format's a little bit different than usual, though, because we're all on Google Meets, and we have to do it remotely now. But today we're going to be talking about relapse as it relates to recovery, along with some other statistics and stuff that we found on the internet. And of course it's going to have some original poetry by me. So with that being said, let's get right into it, guys.
What's up? Welcome back. It's been a while. What has it been? 9 months? A year? I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That's partly because, well, the reason why I want to talk about relapse is I'll get right into it. I had relapse. I went on like a few month run, and the last year of my life has been me in treatment, like off and on, and it's been a pretty crazy ride. I've met a lot of people and I learned a lot of things. I went to Utica and I got into a rehab out there, and it was actually one of the most life-changing experiences I've ever had. And I learned a lot. When it comes to relapse, though, and recovery, Lawrence, what do you got to say on that topic?
Well, relapse is part of recovery for a lot of people. And, you know, I always tell people that relapse, it's like, it doesn't matter what happened. It's like where you pick up and what you do about it, you know, because, like, recovery is really about taking action, not like thinking about everything. So, you know, it's like you can't beat yourself up too much. Mistakes happen, whether you're in recovery or not. Like, people have regressions of their behavior. And, you know, for people in recovery, like, there's reasons why we started using drugs. And a lot of times when stressful events happen, or like the wrong people walk in or out of your life, like, you know, that a lot of times we'll look back to those tools that we used to have, you know, drugs and alcohol for ease and comfort and to get outside of our head and to feel comfortable in our skin. And I can't really fault people for that because, you know, it works. But the problem is that it causes a lot of consequences in our life, and really, we're just trying to mitigate a lot of those consequences. So, but I've been happy to be in contact with you and hear you're back. And now we're reunited on the show again.
I know. I really missed you guys. Speaking of coping skills, I this is something that I learned that was really profound to me during my last relapse. That I've been using a coping skill and looking at the world through the eyes of a 14-year-old kid, because that's when I started using, you know, and that's when So from that point on, my way of dealing with everything was, all right, I'm going to do what I did to deal with that problem. And now I'm a 30-year-old man, and I have no coping skills. I have no way of getting myself back to normality, you know, back to the starting line, so to speak. And it's tough. That's one of the hardest things, and also most, like, basic things that you learn in recovery is that coping skills are really important. Even though they seem redundant, they seem like, oh yeah, everybody knows that you should exercise when you're stressed out, or everybody knows that writing stuff down in a journal is a good way to make you feel better. And that's true. We do know that, everybody knows that, but it's the implementation of that that is hard. It's getting into the routine of actually opening up your journal and writing it down. And it's just, it's a trip learning how to do all that. Phoebes, you got anything to add in?
Oh man, you're bringing up so many really important points. You know, first, I just love what you're bringing up about just, we're kind of putting yourself back, like, just recognizing the root of addiction in your life and be like, all right, what was that 14-year-old's mindset, you know? And, you know, I think a lot of trauma, there's so much trauma that lives in addiction, you know, and I think that might be like the gnarlier little bit of it that is hard for, that it's just deeply personal and just really complicates things, you know, just how powerful that desire to cope with the way you coped when the trauma was happening, to continue to be the primary coping mechanism. So, you know, I think the field is just barely starting to get smarter about really meaningful trauma-informed care. You know, there's folks like Gabor Mate who've been, like, pushing this for a while, and that's after just, like, decades of working in the addiction field and being like, we're not getting where we need to get. What's the missing piece? And he's like, it's trauma, you know? So there's that, and so it's really cool to hear you talk about how you're thinking about that. And then, you know, just going to some of those research links you sent, or, you know, looking at SAMHSA's website, which is kind of the federal agency that provides research and grants and information about mental health and addiction. You know, one of the things they say is that recovery is characterized by continual growth and improvement in one's health and wellness and managing setbacks. Because setbacks are a natural part of life, resilience becomes a key component of recovery. So, you know, and then they go on for a while about sort of what does resilience mean and how do we develop that over time. So that's a big part of it. And, you know, for me, you are a resilient person, right? You're here doing this podcast, like you're still being open and talking about how you're going to move to the next step. So our setbacks don't define our resiliency, right? Really, it's like, do our setbacks become learning experiences that we grow from? That's the resiliency question. Yeah, those are just some of the things that popped in mind hearing you talking.
Yeah, that's something that I learned throughout the last year of my life, is that I am an extremely resilient person. I don't just give up very easily. I don't let, so to speak, you know, I get back up, and I've realized that I'm a lot stronger than I used to be. I'm a lot stronger than I once thought that I was or thought that I ever could be. And that was a reason why I was stuck in the cycle of use, because I thought that I was just weak and that there was no hope for me. I was a lost cause. And that's a big thing that everybody, I think, goes through. And it's a big reason why we perpetuate our use, because we feel like we're worthless. We feel like nobody cares about us. And it's not the truth. At the end of the day, it's the opposite of the truth. You know, there's so many organizations, there's so many agencies that are existing just to help people, just because people care. And now with harm reduction being the general model that everybody's going after. I feel like it's we have a new hope for recovery. We have a new hope for addiction treatment, and I think things are looking really good. But I totally agree with you. Resilience is a huge part of recovery.
Yeah, I feel like I've definitely had a lot of those internal dialogues, you know, both under the influence and sober, like, oh, nobody cares about me. Like, I'm a POS. I've done all these terrible things wrong to other people. Like, what kind of monster am I? And then, like, as we heard people, they sort of backed their way out of our lives. And then that sort of, like, sort of continues the cycle of, like, oh, see, people are leaving my life, so it must be true about what I say about myself. And it's very hard to, like, break out of that. But definitely, I like that resilience piece. It's like continuing to move forward, even in the face of obstacles.
Yeah, SAMHSA defines recovery as the process of change through which individuals improve their health and wellness, live self-directed lives, and strive to reach their full potential. And how can you get to that without being resilient? You know, how can you get to the point where you're leading your own life unless you have been down and out and you have been to a point where everything seems hopeless, you know?
Yeah, it's hard because, like, you'll get to that place, and if something difficult happens in your life or it seems like too much of a struggle, it's like, oh, forget it. You know, it's like anything health and wellness related. It sounds sort of cliche. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, people are like, oh, diet and exercise. But then, you know, when you actually put it into practical application, it's like, wow, this is hard, and this is a lot of work, and it's a lot of sacrifice and, like, mental and physical agony. So it becomes an easier pathway to just be like, ah, F it, you know, or I'll start tomorrow.
That it really is difficult. Like, recovery is the hardest thing that I've ever went through, but it's also the most rewarding, and it's self-actualization that you learn through recovery. And that's something that I don't think that many addicts realize that they're able to do, actualize their own selves. Like,
and listening,
it's just, go ahead.
Listening to you talk too, I'm just, you know, I think, and this is relevant to all people really, you know, whether it's addiction related or other forms of recovery, it's like self-actualization. You know, it's kind of what Lawrence is saying. It's like, if you have to hold a sense of yourself that you are then actualizing into, that you believe in, that you see as real, that you see as possible, you know? So as long as that, like, self-hate talk is present, then the sort of potential for self-actualization is self-limited, right? Because you're not even defining or naming for yourself an excellence and a quality that you can actualize into. And I don't believe anything manifests if it isn't being, you know, kind of voiced as possible. Yeah, just a thought.
And then you get to the point where people, like, oh, relapse. There's no point in going on and stuff. And, like, that's part of this show, is it's a highly opinionated show. And I just want to let people know that if you relapse, it's not over. You don't have to start all over. You don't have to go back to the beginning just to continue the path. Like, you just need to get back on the path. I don't want people to get discouraged when they relapse, because it's actually part of the six stages of change. There's pre-contemplation, contemplation, action. I don't remember the last two, and then the sixth one is relapse. So it's a recognized part of the process of changing. And that's not, like you said, Phoebes, that's not just with drugs and stuff. That's not just with people who have addictions. That's part of everyday life. Everybody has to go through the process of change. Everybody has the potential to relapse when you're quitting cigarettes or when you're trying to change your diet. It's or just something as simple as drink more water. Relapse is possible, and it shouldn't be as discouraging as it is. It's stigmatized. It's not the end. It's actually, in my opinion, the beginning.
What was it like, if you feel comfortable sharing, starting over in a new place like Utica and having to reach out and make new connections and new support? Did you find that it was easier being away from everybody who knows you, or was it harder?
I feel like it was easier to stay away from drugs, but it was harder to want to. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would want to use, but I wouldn't be able to because I didn't know the people too. So I do feel like it's a double-edged sword, and it definitely wouldn't work for everybody. That was some of the hardest time of my life. I spent 2 months pretty much homeless on the street in Utica, and that was difficult. I could have lapsed back into addiction at any point, and I did relapse while I was on the street, but I also realized while I was on the street that I really wanted to do this recovery thing. I really wanted to get better, not just for myself, because I want to help people. That's just what I've always wanted. And I feel like if I keep doing this podcast, for instance, or keep working towards my SERPA, that I will be able to help people. I will get better myself. And that's something else that I want to talk about later in the show, Lawrence, since you don't have a list, is what it's like to be a SERPA. But right now I want to take another break. I want to take our first break. We're going to play A Decade Under the Influence by Taking Back Sunday. And when we get back, I'm going to read a original poem, one that I've read on the show several times before, Do I Inspire You? Because it is one of my favorites. All righty, we'll be back.
About this, you can't steal until the long drive home. It's left safe and close.
And we're back. That was Taken Back Sunday with A Decade Under the Influence. And unfortunately, we're going to have to cut our show short this week because we didn't get on the air until after 1:30. But it's all right. We still have next week. We always have next week.
Part two.
I'm going to read this poem, though, to close it out because it is my favorite. It's a great one. And then we'll just wrap it up. Do I inspire you? Do I inspire you? Because you inspire me. And what inspires me is to be inspiring. To be a light inside the dark, a light in which I bring. A song to lips of broken souls, a song for all to sing. Every now and then I think that my day soon will come. When I strive to reach my goals, I never walk, I run. I fight against all odds until my work is finally done. And I've never met an obstacle I could not overcome. And to this day, I try to be the very best I can. I come to meet adversity with well-made battle plans. And these confines I've constructed, I built with my own hands. And I did my destiny. Alas, I'm just a man. Though I never fail, I falter, and find I aim to be. A man with goals accomplished and a man with dreams achieved. These drugs have been my downfall, yet they also set me free. Because now I can express myself through rhymes and poetry. Do I inspire you? Because you inspire me. And what inspires me is to be inspired.
Thank you. That was great.
That's probably the third time I've read that on this show. But it's just as powerful every time, you know. It's a very, very powerful poem.
Yeah, we have to inspire ourselves and each other. You know, like, I'm inspired by the things that I accomplish and also the things that you accomplish and your courage and strength to keep moving forward.
Yeah, no, you guys inspire me every day. Like, this show inspires me. Some days I don't even want to get out of bed. And, like, to have a reason is... It's a strong thing, you know?
Yeah, having purpose in life is, like, so important.
Phoebe, you got anything to say before we close out?
You know, just that it's really an honor to be invited into your journey again with this podcast. And, you know, there's, that poem is an embodiment of resiliency. It's you giving poetic, artistic expression to what resiliency is made out of. And, you know, I think every time we've regrouped around this podcast, you know, your journey is, you know, had its ups and downs, if you will, but you're never in the same place twice. You know, it's, I think people see relapse as just a setback to a place you were before, but you never go back to where you were before. You know, all those learning experiences, all those skills you developed along the way, you're a new person tackling this challenge. So, and I hear that in you, and I'm really excited for this journey to continue.
All righty, guys. We're going to have to cut it short because we have to share the station. But that was an excellent first episode. I'm so glad to be back. Again, this is Lip here with Phoebs, the tech giant, and Lawless Lawrence. As always, that was Recover Together. Have a great, great day.
Thanks, y'all. See you soon.
You're welcome.
That was great.
Such a lonely ride. The breakup we had has made me low time. sad.